CBS Eye on the World, welcoming the Dusty One, the Chapeau, the Bullwhip, the Bag of Tricks, Indiana Honeline, taking us to the Israel Museum's wing for Jewish art and life and the discovery of a 14th century scroll, 36 feet long. Indiana, what do I see on this scroll? Looks like buildings. Good evening to you.
Good evening. And this is really something that's been a great assist to me in my early travels in the 14th century. But this was done by an Egyptian Jew from Cairo who traveled through Israel from Egypt all the way to the border of Lebanon and into Lebanon and recorded the holy places. He painted 130 illustrations in beautiful colors, in very vivid colors, cherry red and leaf green and ochre yellow. And they show the holy sites in all three countries. And this is what he depicts the region as looking like 700 years ago. And now the Israel Museum has it unveiled. It's called the Florence Scroll because it's held in Italy. It is from the 14th century. It is unrolled in full, so in a glass vitrine, so people can actually see the entire 11 meters of this parchment document. And because it was rolled up and kept out of the light, the colors are very bright and sharp still. And Rachel Sarfati, who is the senior curator who's been researching the scroll for 14 years, hadn't even seen it until 2011. That's how out of circulation it's been. And you see there drawings of the Temple Mount, Mount Sinai, the Cave of the Patriarchs, Tower of David. And it will be on display in the museum, so people going to Israel, God willing, soon will be able to see it. And it is it's such an opportunity to look back and to be able to see what the Holy Land looked like 700 years ago.
It's named after the city of Florence. And who needs Instagram, Malcolm? This is fabulous. I mean, the colors are vivid. Why? How did they preserve the colors? What magic is this?
Because it was hidden and the scroll was rolled up the whole time. And because it was not exposed to light and to the elements, it retained the vividness of the colors, and it is on parchment. So now it's being exposed. It was not, you know, displayed before very often. And so so she even only studied it by scans, fine detailed scans, and until she actually saw it. And it probably came to Italy by way of a tourist and traveling with Italian pilgrims made through the whole land and purchased it or got it
and here
and
we
took it back to Italy.
And it's at the Israel Museum. Now, to one of the illustrations, Temple Mount, there is a new discovery of gold coins, two gold coins before and two gold coins after the conquest of Jerusalem. When was this, Malcolm?
Yes, that's exactly right. There were four coins. They were from the late 1940s to 970s CE, when the control of Jerusalem was lost by the Sunni Abbasid Caliphate to the Shia Fatimid dynasty in North Africa, when they were taking control of Egypt and Syria. So two of the coins were gold dinars from Ramallah under the Abbasids, and two were from Cairo, which was under Fatimid control.
And they were
this
found
was a
together?
Fortune.
Four together?
They were found together in a little juglet on the actual road, one of many things that are being found on this incredible pilgrimage route. In the same area where Jesus had walked and where Jews going to the temple had walked. Christians were barred from the area under the years when the Turks controlled it. And after a two-week siege, the Turks yielded to the Crusaders, and then the Crusaders massacred the Fatimid Muslims and the Jews in the
and
city.
And four gold so coins. Indiana Honeline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, the Chapeau, the Dust, back out on the magic tour. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.